One response to the tent encampments lining San Francisco streets is Proposition Q on the San Francisco ballot this election day. The measure's author, Supervisor Mark Farrell, calls it homes, not tents. Voters will have a chance to change one of the city's homeless policies, but KLW's housing and homelessness reporter Liza Veal says the proposed rules aren't drastically different from the current ones. She says this battle is all about context. Here's Liza.
People living on San Francisco streets know that if you keep your belongings real tidy, they might not get hauled off during street cleaning by DPW, the Department of Public Works.
It should probably be a little neater, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's what I'm doing. We got a tent and we'll consolidate.
That's what you're trying to do right now.
Yeah.
Erin Bechtold's been living on the streets for about 3 years. She says she can't tell what the city's official tent rules are right now because DPW is so inconsistent. It varies from worker to worker. She says some are decent and respectful, but
mostly you get the, hey, Joe, you want to see him dance? You have 3 minutes to get all your stuff before we throw it in the garbage. That's pretty much how it goes.
DPW can do this when it chooses to because encampments are illegal already. They violate a bunch of rules like sit-lie ordinances, rules against blocking the sidewalks, and rules about sanitation and nuisances. This proposition just makes tents specifically illegal. It makes the most sense to think of Prop Q as a doubling down against the alternative, which is legalizing tent encampments. Max Johnson thinks that's a bad idea. He's a woodworker at a shop down the block. He and his boss showed up to City Hall when there was a meeting about cleaning up the encampments. He says the place was so packed.
We didn't really actually get to get inside and watch. We were trying to like speak, but apparently a lot of people feel pretty passionate about the situation. I mean, I'm all for helping the homeless, but it seems to me like more programs to get people off drugs and help them get back on their feet rather than just give them shacks that they can sell more drugs out of.
Shacks, meaning tents.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like allowing it obviously is, you know, condoning what's going on.
It's a top issue for San Franciscans. At a Board of Supervisors meeting earlier this year, Progressive Supervisor John Avalos said, as long as there are tent encampments, we should improve conditions for people living in them.
We should be able, as a city, provide sanitation services to deal with garbage, as well as facilities for people for showering and for using the restrooms. That is something that we should be able to provide so we can actually avoid the kind of public health issues that have arisen in recent months here in San Francisco.
People are fools if they don't think that that would encourage more people to come to San Francisco.
Moderate Supervisor Mark Farrell took the opposite approach. That's Prop Q. It says the city can remove tent encampments as long as it gives a day's warning in writing and has shelter to relocate people to.
Look, Proposition Q was a policy response to the ideas of some of my colleagues on the Board of Supervisors that I thought would take the city in absolutely the wrong direction.
Instead of working on improving the conditions at the encampments, Farrell wants to disband them and invest in a program called Homeward Bound. It's where the city buys you a bus ticket elsewhere if someone on the other end agrees to take you in. Last year, 880 people utilized the program at a cost of just over $1 million. But remember, the rules of Prop Q are anyone that doesn't take the city up on a bus ticket, they can't be moved unless there's somewhere for them to go. Joe Eskenazi has covered politics here for over 15 years. Today, he writes for San Francisco Magazine. And he thinks people who are hoping Prop Q will ban tents will be disappointed.
A lot of people are going to run to the polls and vote because I don't like tent encampments. If you read the fine print, though, of course, you know, you're not allowed to roust them unless you have housing, and you don't have housing, and that's in the law. So, you know, with all due respect to Mark, I feel we are being motivated like cats with a laser pointer to run and vote on an issue that appeals to you.
If anything, Eskenazi says there's an added protection for people in tents. Under Prop Q, they'd at least get a day's notice before a sweep. But bottom line is, until there's enough housing, there will be people on the street. And Eskenazi says supplying housing for everyone, that's a long shot.
You know, folks in the city are very upfront with me that without federal and or state help, this won't happen. We can't do it.
In order to house everyone, San Francisco would have to more than double its spending. Right now, every year, the city spends roughly $100 million on shelter and services for unhoused people. spends another $120 million to permanently house thousands of people that have been transitioned out of homelessness. 80% of all that spending comes from the city. The rest is state and federal money. And there are some taxes on the local ballot this year that would raise a bit more money for these services. Those are Propositions J, K, and S. If they pass, a lot of the money they raise will go towards the city's main strategy, which is developing more navigation centers. The new head of the city's homeless department, Jeff Kaczynski, calls navigation centers shelters as they should be, meaning low barrier to entry, high level of services, and connected to permanent housing. But again, when permanent housing is full, navigation centers can't fully do their job. Lots of people are working to make tent encampments a thing of the past. But meanwhile, people are going on living in them. So some San Franciscans, like housing organizer Amy Farrell Weiss, think the conditions in encampments need to be improved now for the residents and neighbors. Farrell Weiss is working to improve one encampment in particular, Box City.
I'm working with the surrounding community to figure out what are the pain points, what are the deal breakers, and then working with the residents to figure out, well, what do you need here in order to be successful and be in transition?
Box City is next to the Caltrain tracks near Mission Bay. The residents here don't live in tents. They live in boxes about the size of a double bed. There's about 20 of them out here, housing people like Ringer Noble.
The boxes are made of wood, and they're like homes for us.
And then you paint them?
Yeah, we paint them, build them, and make our own little house.
Noble says another Box City resident taught him how to build the house with scrap wood he found. They're on wheels, so they can be moved for street cleaning. And the boxes lock,
so people can sleep without fear of being harassed or robbed.
Amy Farrell Weiss is working to bring the services of the shelter to the encampment. She's got a porta potty out here. This is the first encampment to get one. She got them extra trash cans. She hopes to even get caseworkers assigned.
There needs to be support to connect people to services where they are at.
In other words, she represents the kind of approach that some supervisors want and other supervisors don't. Sam Dodge, with the homeless department, says they're figuring out how to best work with Box City, but they haven't officially allowed it. Dodge says cities that have experimented with legalizing encampments, like Seattle and Portland, haven't had good results with transitioning people out of them. And without the city's full support, Amy Farrell Weiss says there's still conflict.
I got a call from one of the residents at around 7 o'clock saying, Amy, you know, 13 DPW trucks came out here and they were saying that we had to move.
They were able to negotiate and stay for now. But if Prop Q passes, these boxes, like tents, will be explicitly illegal. And if the city bulks up its supply of housing and shelter, that's a ban that DPW will be able to enforce. Without the shelter, though, we may just keep seeing people on the streets asked to get up and move with nothing to move for. Kind of like what Eskenazi said about the voters, treated like cats with a laser pointer. In San Francisco, I'm Liza Veal.